At this moment, the Hudson Valley Area Labor Federation, who we had on a couple weeks ago to talk to us about how labor is doing during the pandemic, today released a statement saying that labor will not allow itself to be divided along racial lines and standing against racism in the communities. And to talk about that today, we are right now being joined on the air live by Sparrow Tobin, who's one of the folks at the Hudson Valley Area Labor Federation. And Sparrow, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on. I'm a longtime fan of public radio.
Oh, well, thanks for taking the time to join us. So what are your thoughts today, especially as the HVALA, the Hudson Valley Area Labor Federation, you guys put out the statement on behalf of labor in the region? How are you thinking today? How are you feeling?
Well, our members felt we needed to say something. You know, we represent police officers, but we also represent folks of color. And, you know, we were, you know, everybody's outraged by the, you know, the public brutality that was exposed, you know, by the death of George Floyd. And we need to, you know, put this front and center as a union issue, not just as something we talk about maybe on Martin Luther King Day. So we made a statement, and we're going to incorporate it into our mission statement as well. That, you know, it's not just a it's civil rights issue, but it's also a union issue. It's a community issue. It's an issue facing the whole country, and so we're supportive of that.
Do you know of any specific actions that are going to be taken, whether that's like on the street in terms of protest or demonstration, or in terms of asking for any kind of legislative change on behalf of the Hudson Valley Area Labor Federation?
We don't have anything planned as far as a demonstration, though. I think we're participating in the events around the area. But I think, you know, this is a result of, you know, I understand the frustrations that people are going through. You know, it's not just a thing that happened in New York City or Minneapolis. It's happening throughout the country over and over again, which is part of the systemic racism. And, you know, it has to do with inequality, economic justice, crime, you know, we know how to fight crime. When graduation rates go up, crime is brought down. We support, you know, our schools. It's also a mental health issue. You know, a lot of people that are in jail or arrested or detained have also had mental health issues, but, you know, we've seen the government walking away from, you know, psychiatric hospitals, psychiatric beds, things like that. We're also fighting for higher pay. I mean, I think you see that in our country, there's inequality where, you know, the cost of things have gone up, but wages have remained flat. And then you see the frustration of, you know, people being treated differently. And so we're going to support anything that, you know, promotes racial, you know, better policing policies, racial justice, economic justice, and human rights for African Americans. I mean, the Bill of Rights, the majority of the rights have to do with, you know, rights of people accused of crimes. And we see that, you know, people are, you know, being treated differently, and that's not right. And so, and also I think, you know, a protest without, you know, I agree with you that a protest without legislative aims is just a protest. So we will be getting behind, you know, laws that will help people. So I'm not aware of any specifics yet. I mean, we were, you know, against, you know, in favor of raising the minimum wage, I think that's it.
Right. Right, right. And I just apologize. I should have clarified this earlier, but you're the president of HVALF right now?
Yep, I'm the president.
And so I should have said that up front, and I apologize. But president of the Hudson Valley Area Labor Federation, Sparrow Tobin, is who we're talking to right now. As you're talking, and you're actually from Middletown area, correct?
Yes, I'm on the city council in Middletown.
You're on the city council in Middletown, and one of the, you know, social media is showing us all kinds of stuff on days like we've been having recently, and but one of the good images that I felt good about anyway, seeing on social media, was a picture of Middletown City Police showing their solidarity against the killing of George Floyd and against the brutality against people of color. Did you see that picture, and do you have any thoughts about that?
Yeah, I saw the picture. I'm really proud of our city. The mayor and Chief Iwanchu really have shown, what, smart policing is about. We've really worked on community-based policing, getting in touch with the community. It's not us versus them. And, everybody's against police brutality. And, if you police it a certain way in the community-based policing and also the community, you see there's less rioting, less tensions between the community. I think there was a study of, after in Europe, after, those soccer games, there's usually a lot of rioting, but the police in Spain, instead of dressing like gladiators, dressed up in their regular peace officer uniforms and talked to the crowds, and there was a lot less rioting as a result. So, the whole approach of how you deal with the community affects the community relations, and I'm proud of what we're doing in Middletown, and Chief Iwanchu gets a lot of credit for that. And it's, followed straight through to the officers on the streets.
And you mentioned earlier that you have some members in your labor organization who are also members of law enforcement. Have you heard anything from them in recent days? Are they voicing any kind of frustration or anything else?
Well, I haven't heard directly from them, but I know that, I imagine, there's rules to, when you take someone into custody, putting a knee on their neck is one of them. I used to be a wrestling wrestler. Anything that's potentially dangerous, touching someone's neck or restricting their breathing, had to be stopped immediately. And so, I must imagine their frustration that, seeing someone murdered in public like that, is not the way that it's supposed to be handled. So, but I haven't spoken to them directly.
All right. And is there anything else that you want to let folks know? I mean, how are you feeling about the news that we're all watching for, just as an individual?
Well, I understand the frustration. I'm disappointed in the violence and the destruction. I feel like it takes away from the movement in general and adds to our detractors. But I also feel it's... we have a president that's fanning the flames of war here, and
conflict,
yeah. And also I see a rise in racism that he seems to like green lighted, and as a teacher I see it in school, the rise of this racism, and I think as a society we have to start looking at our laws and things that we've come accustomed to. Racism has been around forever. Go back to Jamestown. They basically stripped African Americans of their human rights through law. And today we were out in Sullivan County driving in the food caravan solidarity with our farm workers. We're just recently in 2019 got the right to organize. They were cut out from the right to organize, mainly because of the color of their skin. Also, home care workers. So. We still have a long way to go. This right, everybody's equal. It's something we need to constantly work on. And the Labor Federation, we're going to, really try to make it part of our mission to, fight racism, but also, specifically look for to support, candidates and laws, legislation that's, that fight racism and support, equality.
Right. You mentioned the caravan in Sullivan County. Are you talking about the Rural Migrant Ministries caravan that happened in South Fallsburg yesterday?
Yes. We drove around with them.
You were in that. Can you just tell us a little bit about how that went? Because I was curious, actually, how it went.
It went good. We drove through several of the plants up there. We also hit a ShopRite. And we drove through some of the apartment buildings where the workers live. And they all came out and were clapping. We were honking our horns. I think they felt appreciated. I could see on the smiles on their faces.
And other
we
Sorry, I was going to just say, folks come out. Like, what was the turnout like?
We probably had like 20 cars.
Wow.
Full.
Wow.
Yeah. We drove around. The police are very good. They helped us, go through the intersections and stuff. We see that in this pandemic, the types of work that's essential and vital, our farmers, our food chain workers, we cannot live without them. And so we need to make sure that they're safe and also, we appreciate them. So I was very proud to do that.
Well, we're talking about these big societal issues, and there's still people in the society that reject the notion of systemic racism. But as you just said, like during the pandemic, one of the things that we're seeing in the pandemic is that people of color are disproportionately affected by this, are dying disproportionately because of the pandemic. And it's not because they're different people. They're physiologically different. It's not a biological difference. We're all people. The virus affects us all the same. So, I mean, there's the evidence right there that there's something in the way that we are organizing our lives that puts these folks at risk.
Right. There's definitely empirical evidence that this is the case. And it's not just, like I said, not just in one area, it's throughout the country. We have healthcare issues, we have mental health issues, and we fight it all the time. I mean, they're walking away or closing hospital beds, closing down, slowly letting go of, social workers, also, access to healthcare in certain areas, and even as a teacher, high speed internet. This pandemic has really kind of laid bare some of the really gross inequities in our country. Yeah. For example, I'm a teacher. My wife's a teacher. My two kids, they have computers and two teachers to help them. Other students don't have internet, and parents are working. So, a lot of things this pandemic has really kind of shown us, and we really need to come out of stronger and, work on a lot of these issues that are, working people issues. And that's why we're really, it all kind of ties together. And so that's why I'm involved in, the union movement, because I really feel that a lot of these things have to go, really boil down to a lot of economic justice issues and racial justice.
Right. All right. Well, thanks so much for talking to us today.
Okay, thank you.
All right, and have a good one. Be safe. Okay, and that was Sparrow Tobin. He's a president of the Hudson Valley Area Labor Federation, talking to us here on Radio Catskill. And we'll be checking in with a commissioner who just resigned from the Sullivan County Human Rights Commission next hour, so stay tuned for that. We also have information on a lost dog coming up. This is a found dog. There's been a found beagle in Livingston Manor. We'll give you all the details coming up. But if you lost a beagle, give us a call here at WJFF, 845-482-4141.